Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, on this episode of the Child Support Hustle Show, Arthur Kenya Rockman and I will welcome Mr. Darius McCrary. We're waiting on him to call in. Darius is an American film and television actor and singer. McCrary is best known for his role as Eddie Winslow, the oldest son of Carl and Harriet Winslow on Family Matters. Darius will talk about how his son was taken from him and is now alienated from him, and he's now going through the same thing with his daughter. First of all, let's welcome the host of the show, Kenya Rockman. I'm the co-host, Marcus Eccles. And I just want Kenya to first, while we wait on Darius to call in, update us on what's going on with the child support hustle and what's going on in the whole child support and family court realm.
Hey, Marcus, thanks to everybody that's listening. Thanks again, Marcus, for putting the show together and everything that you do. What's going on with the Child Support Hustle is that we are planning a town hall in Atlanta, Georgia, hopefully in August. So we'll definitely keep everybody posted and hopefully have everybody come on down and join us. There's a lot going on in the child support reform movement as a whole. In Indiana, they are asking for people to contact the legislators there with any comments, any ideas, suggestions that parents, I guess non-parents are included, suggestions that you might have that could better or reform their child support system there. And I'll put the link up. You can go to our Facebook page on the Child Support Hustle on Facebook, and there's a link to that news article, and it has all the contact information on there. There's some states that are passing new legislation, so on the shared parenting side of it, of the whole reform movement. So slowly but surely, there's some things taking place, and as I often say, we will get reform. Our voices are being heard, and it's very slow. It took decades for this system to become what it is, so it's going to take a while for us to get it reformed. So everybody, just keep fighting, and keep fighting.
Yeah, and hold on. Okay, what's happening, Darius?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Doing all right, bro. We just glad to have you on, because there's so much going on in reforming child support and family court. We all know, and the experts have agreed, that a child does better when they have two loving, fit parents involved in their lives. And what we're trying to do is stop these states, all the states in the United States, from making money off the backs of our children and also creating a situation where our kids are alienated from us. Could you tell us a little bit about your situation?
First, let me start by saying hello, number one. Let me say also, I am elated to not only be present on this broadcast, podcast, radio cast, with you distinguished cast members and brothers and sisters in arms fighting for the right to continue to perpetuate the legacy of family. Let me start off by saying that, but let me also, in addition, start off by saying that NK is my sister. NK is family. So y'all don't have to thank me ever for doing what family does. This is about family. That's what this is about.
Thank you, Darius.
And what we absolutely, and what we have to do, secondly, is we have to first recognize family. We have to support family, and we have to be there for each other. Because I know that when I call, you all will be there for not only myself but for my children. Because
that's right.
All that I am fighting for as a father is not for myself; it's for my children. So let me start off by saying that. Secondly, let me start off by saying that we are fighting a war that we have no clue, no idea at all what the agenda entails. The agenda does not entail the best interests of your child, my child, her child, his child, no child. The agenda entails the best interests of the almighty dollar. So all we are at this point are dollar signs. Now, what has to happen is we have to continue not only making noise. However, in addition to that statement, we also have to continue. With all that being said, we have to continue standing together, because it is the truth that it takes a village to raise a child. And what this simply stems from, in addition to making money off of the building, like you said, off the building, building the economy off the backs of the community, of the people, because one thing, the dollar knows no prejudice, it knows no race, so let's not get that twisted. However, it directly affects minorities. It directly affects those who are impoverished and financially challenged. So let me also say that we have to work together to bring back the community mind, the village mind, the oneness, the benevolence of the people. That is what we have to work towards. And if we are not working towards that, we are working towards the demise of our civilization and our community as we have come to know it. And that is what the agenda is basically is.
And I'm so glad you said that because, yes, excuse me, I was just saying, I'm so glad you said that because, yeah, the dollar, they don't matter what color you is, but if you look at disproportionately how it affects stars, athletes, and the poor, it seems like this is all a plan to break down the family. When you remove a father from the home, that increases the chances of that young man growing up and encountering, having a bad encounter with the justice system. If you have a situation where the father is not there for his daughter, you're going to have a situation where she's going to grow up going out there looking for love, and she's going to repeat the same cycle and be in the system. We have got to be a lot smarter than that, and we've got to come together as a community.
In addition to what you just said, my brother, not just a daughter looking for love in all the wrong places, there's a whole agenda now to not only remove the father from the home, but to also emasculate the black man, emasculate the father, because the father has always been the protector. If you remove the father from the home, then family becomes easy pickings for the enemy. Now, what is happening is that we are witnessing our village, our communities, our own people becoming enemies. We are now sleeping with the enemy. And, you know, a lot of people want to say bad things about Donald Trump or say he's this or he's that, he's the other. I will say this. Donald Trump is the perfect president to have in office for the trying times that we have by agenda, by design, been brought to the realization of at this present time in our existence, in our lifetime. See, there's been so many things that have been covered up, so many things that have been covered up, so many things that have been done, welfare, affirmative action. And see, you know, black folks for a long time have had too much pride. You have too much pride. You don't want to ask nobody for help. You don't want to say when you're hurting, when you're down. You know, we have to get all of this stuff to the side that we've been taught to hold on to. Because, see, a lot of the way that black people have been raised in this country, and I say raised because we are the children of the slave master. We are the children of those who took our ancestors captive. Our ancestors have been were their children, but they were treated like stepchildren. And that is how a lot of us treat and raise our children. We beat our children. We tell them you ain't shit. We take things from them. A lot of it is done because that's what it's
and that's one of the. And I just want to cut in here to tell you this. That's been one of my main problems with the community, and I'm just talking here locally in my community and where I've seen in other places. It could be different. Other places could be the same. But when you tell that child that your daddy ain't shit, in essence, you're telling that child that part of them, half of them, ain't shit. So that kind of talk
exactly.
I do not like when you say stuff like that, and that gets to the point of the parental alienation. We know parental alienation, it's terrorism against children. It's terrorism against
exactly.
children, and it should be taught that way.
Exactly. And so that's what I'm saying when I say that. By us, we are now part of an agenda to tear us apart and to keep us under control. And a lot of these women are using the muscle of this system and this agenda to infiltrate the family system, the family structure. That's what is happening right now. These judges, they care nothing about you. They don't care about
nope.
your children. In fact, a lot of these women don't even realize that when you go in and you get a child support judgment, the court and the system takes a huge percentage of that. Now, I recently have gone through some things, and it's been public knowledge, and I don't hide anything that I've been through, any experience that I've had. But it's so sad because where both of my children are concerned, I have been willing to try and work things out with these women. women, a lot of the times, are so bitter, and I've seen some men who are bitter and stubborn, and they would rather, because the mother says that you know, she'd like to do certain things a certain way, they'll take everything in them to do just exactly the opposite because they're hurt. Well, child support is for raising children, not for failed relationships. That's what counseling is for. And whether you have to go it on your own, or you have to sit through it, and you have someone who may be willing to sit through it with you, you have to get counsel in order to find out how to become a better person. A lot of these people out here now saying, I'm living my best life. Well, if you're alienating your child from the other parent, you're not living your best life. You're living your best lie. And unfortunately, there are a lot of people who refuse to face their truth and who will live behind a lie and base it on the illusion of doing it for the interest of what's best for their child. Myself now, I'm going through something where my daughter is being taught to lie now and say that daddy hurt her, say that daddy did this. And my she's only 2 years old, so the baby knows no difference, you know. So now what's happened to me is I've been forced to once again put money back into the system, and I have to now get a monitor, a professional monitor. That is what I've had to do, and that's money that could be going to the child. My case in Detroit.
Hello.
All of you parents do. All of you. Through parental alienation, your cases are in court. You need to find out if your judge is appointed, or if they're a judge that has to be voted in, because we can vote these judges out. And there's a lot of ignorance out there. People who actually think that judges can't be voted out of a circuit unless they do something illegal. No, you can vote just like you vote your mayor, your senator, your city councilman. You can vote certain judges out of the court system.
And even if I did a lot in politics, and even if they're not, if they're in an appointed position, even if they're one of these court appointed so-called referees, there are still things that you could do to apply pressure. We have to be diligent. We have to do research. Okay, here's the guy sitting over as a referee or a judge who's doing all these cases. Who is this guy connected to financially? We got to start boycotting. I mean, we don't do enough boycotting, and I don't care if his best friend owns a restaurant and nobody black goes there anyway. You can also still boycott anybody at this restaurant, and people will wonder, what is he boycotting for? Hey, this guy is a friend of the judge who's tearing all these families apart. We have got to start applying pressure wherever and however we can. That's the only way these people change. And go back to what you were saying about Trump being the perfect president, like you said. I could say a whole lot of things about Trump. I already have. Some of it's got me banned on Facebook. Some of it has got me death threat.
But you are exactly correct that we have.
Hello?
The law and put in the criminalization of being a non-custodial parent. But what we need to do is start applying pressure to these public officials who remain silent. They're remaining silent because of all the money it's bringing into their district.
That's what we need to really start making public, is people need to really start seeing just how much money. You guys, please, enlighten me. How many hundreds of millions of unclaimed child support debt does the government now possess that they're in control of? How much is it, you guys?
Okay, I have numbers. In Michigan, the undistributed child support that Michigan reported in 2017 was $27 million. California, $59.7 million. The incentive money that Michigan reported, this is approximate, is $25.8 million. California, $42 million. Current support due in Michigan, $1.4 billion. The arrears due that they reported in Michigan, $5.6 billion. In Cali, $2.4 billion in current support. Arrears, $17.5 billion. this is money that because they charge so much interest on child support debt.
And just as Kenya was saying, that's like Kenya was saying, I want to piggyback off that. What a lot of people don't realize is child support is what's breaking Social Security. Child support falls upon the Title IV-D funding under the Social Security Act. And these local entities, these local DHRs, Child Protective Services, they get sometimes, I've heard 8-1, but most of the time they get like 5-1. So say the judge sets the child support order at $500 a month. Each month that local entity is going to get $2,500, 5-1, to just manage the case. And there's extra money out there for issuing warrants. If they can manage to issue a warrant on somebody, there's extra money for that. So what we have is we have a racket, we have a system of government that is profiting off of people's personal relationships when these problems should be taken care of. The last thing you want to do really is bring the government into your home life. You don't want them there because when they come, they're not coming for the best interest of the child. They're coming in the best interest and profit of the state.
Right.
In addition, it's so sad today, like you were just saying, that we even have to involve the police in our personal business, bringing the police in our homes, because at one point police were considered to be peace officers. They kept the peace, and you actually knew the police officers by name. They knew your parents, they knew you. You know, even if you were the same thing applies for DUIs in this country. You know, they're not locking people up because DUIs kill people. They're locking people up because DUIs make money. Yes, they do kill people. I'm not saying it's okay to drink and drive. However, I'm saying that there's a whole racket, we see in this country, we villainize and demonize people who are going through human experiences. First off, we have to remember that we are spirits having a human experience. We're not spirits who are here having this spiritual experience. That's not what we are. So first off, we have to remember we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and the bringing down of strongholds. These are earthly strongholds that have been created. And we are now applying the demonic forces that have been created to stifle and stagnate our spiritual growth. Once we participate, we willingly participate, we are applying and we are actually, we're using demonic forces. And so we have to understand that there's a whole other agenda that has nothing to do with us. Michael Jackson wrote a song called They Don't Care About Us. And once he began to release that record and once it was out there, things changed for Michael Jackson.
Yeah,
so,
and don't forget, Tupac put his song
and
out there. They
don't care about us. Well, see, the difference was Tupac didn't have any children, but he still found himself on the other end of life, which is death. However, in addition to what I'm saying is, you'll see how precious, because like Jesus said, suffer the little children unto me. Suffer the children. That's what Jesus said. And so you look at it. Michael Jackson was a father. That man was raising his children. And how did they attack him? They attacked him through the children.
Family court. That's family court. And the mission is always, just like Carol Rose, we have played some speeches of her on the show. She's a person who worked inside. She was a whistleblower. She came out and wrote the book. She wrote the book. Friend of the court, enemy of the family. They are not friends of the court. They are in there to keep you divided, keep you at each other's throat, and they don't enforce visitation and they don't check into parental alienation because that goes against them making money. So those things don't bring money. And what's always got me about the whole child support thing overall is when a person goes to court, they're only there to talk about the money. You can't talk about the parental alienation or anything or visitation. They make you get a whole other separate case, get a whole other separate lawyer. If it's all about the child, then we should be able to bring up anything.
And then you're told that it's bad behavior or it's not professional behavior if you go into court and you speak about personal issues. Try to stay focused. The judge hears 1,000 cases a day. The judge doesn't want to hear about that. Make the judge like you. Well, you already have a strike against you because you're black going into the court system, in all honesty, number one.
Right.
You know, I made a mistake. I mean, and this is nothing against my children. I will never say anything. Never. I love my children with all my heart. But if I could do it all over again, I probably would have had children with black women. Because, and I'm just being real, because of the fact that I think that in our community as black people, we understand the severity of dealing with a system that has been designed for us to fail. It's been designed and set up for us to fail. And so black people generally, if you're in an argument with a black person, 9 times out of 10, we don't call the police. Latin brothers and sisters, they don't call the police. Even Asians, they don't call the police. White people, our Caucasian brothers and sisters, they will call the police because the police are for them. Even African-American police. I've witnessed situations where African-American police have stepped in, and a lot of the time they're harder on us than the Caucasian law enforcement officers, for whatever reason, because they feel that they have to impress their constituents and their superiors. And a lot of times you might find the same thing takes place in the courtroom as well when you're dealing with a judge or a referee or you're dealing with a friend of the court. You know, it's very difficult for them to look you in the eye and tell you that they're not doing it because of a racial a bias or because of a gender bias. However,
statistically, they can't. I mean, they can say whatever they want, but statistically, that's just not true. We know that there's bias against fathers in the courtroom, when we're going to family court and child support issues, there's bias, and when it comes to racial disparities, it's statistically true. So they can say whatever. I just want to interject that real quick.
You took the words right out of my mouth, okay? coming from a woman who, and this is part of the reason why I love what you do, NK, and who you are. Coming from a woman, a mother, and a pillar of our community, to hear you say that, you know, that there are bias against fathers, you know, I can't articulate it any better. And it's the truth. And like I said, they will look you in your face and tell you, I'm not biased, you know. But there are racial bias that apply to this system. In this system, when you're dealing in this game, it's called court for a reason, first off.
It does. Hold on 1 second. We got a caller. Let's see. This is Child Support Hustle. Caller, you got something you want to say, or are you just listening?
No, I'm definitely part of the system. So there was a few things I wanted to touch on. I just caught the tail end of what Darius was saying. For those on the line, this is Chef Shane Michaels out of Atlanta.
Hey, Chef Shane.
Chef Shane.
What's happening,
my brother, Chef Shane?
Nice. Thanks for calling in.
That's family. That's family. That's family right there. What's happening, Chef Shane?
Is it still there?
Yeah, you know, it's crazy. Chef Shane has an amazing story as well. You know, I just want to say, if there's anyone listening from Michigan or from the Detroit area, I love my son, Zach, very much. I haven't seen my son in years now because there's been a serious issue with the court system. I've been told not to talk about it. The reason I've been told not to talk about it is because it makes the courts look bad. It doesn't make me look bad. The only way that we can allow ourselves to be stopped is by being quiet, by being silent, and we allow guilt and shame to work on us as agents of disparity to keep us from moving forward. The only way we will be able to heal is to peel back the bandages and get to these wounds, you know. And there's so many black men, so many black women who have stories You know, I want to go ahead and I'm going to say this. NK, every Saturday that I am free, I will call in, and I hope that these numbers can grow, that we can grow in numbers, and that we can make some things happen. I'm looking forward to going back to Detroit very soon. I'll never forget when Judge Cheryl Matthews, who was the judge, because they keep switching judges on me. They play all kinds of games in this court system, and we're gonna bring it all to the light. I do believe that my son, that children should be, especially when they have an extremely high IQ, and they test in the upper extreme genius level, like my son Zachariah, when he was in my care, how he did test. They should be allowed to articulate their feelings, especially when they're in a home where they're being abused. And Detroit Child Protective Services promised me that they would do their best to assist my son, not me. I'm forget what I'm going through. Son, Zach, they promised that if I return my son, that they were going to run a forensic investigation, and they did not do so. My son was made to lie and say that he was not abused. Because he was scared, he was fearful, and so his people, you know, that he is with, you know, it's really sad how the system was manipulated, but the system allows for manipulation.
Yes.
So I'm looking forward to very soon going back to Michigan and bringing a whole lot to the light, and I'm also looking forward to continuing to move forward in my daughter's best interest here in California as well, Zoe. And, you know, people can say what they want to. I don't know what the judgment was for child support. I do know that I tried to work things out amicably with my daughter's mother. You know, when you're focused on being famous and using your children for a platform or for financial gain, all fair in love, all fair in war, you know. Right. Unfortunately, the only casualties are the casualties that the children experience. That's what's unfortunate.
I was just going to give this word of caution. What I've found out and what I've seen, these parents don't realize what they're doing in their moment of where they can use the power and sledgehammer of the courts. They're going to use it, they're going to alienate, but what they don't realize is that child has to grow up sometime, and I have never seen a case where a child has grew up and then they found out what the truth was. Now you got children who cannot stand that parent who lied them for all these years and cheated them out of their relationship with the other parent. You may think you're doing something right now, but it's going to backfire on you in the end, and it's going to hurt the child. I mean, how can you be so angry and upset at one person that you're willing to risk the social and psychological well-being of that child? That only a person who is psychotic would do something like that.
Absolutely. And you know, to add to your point, that is a very valid point. A lot of the times we are dealing with psychosis. We are dealing with mental issues. I have experienced bipolar
and most of
behavior.
Look, I ain't mean to cut you off. I'm going to let you finish like Kanye. But look up narcissistic behavior. This fits when parents do that kind of stuff, it fits narcissistic behavior perfectly. It's textbook. That's why I said parental alienation, it is a crime. It's a crime against children.
It's borderline Munchausen syndrome.
I wanted to add this to Darius. I want you to I want you to come on whenever you are free. We would love to have you on here because when like I said, your situation was very public in the last couple of weeks with the child support case and everything. And the first thing that came to my mind when I saw all the media attention was that, wow, it's all that media attention over this child support issue, and nobody said anything about when they took Zachariah and took him from your care, away from your family, and basically alienated him for years. No, I didn't see one headline about that, but there was headlines
over
the place about child support.
Well, nobody wants those headlines, and unfortunately, you know, just for clarification, I have two children. I have two different mothers, and unfortunately, you know, when you have mothers that work in collusion, you know, who couldn't stand each other when it was all good. And then as soon as things start to fall out and the seasons change, now you're best friends and you're talking and you think it's so important that the kids get to know each other. It's really deep. And so for me, where Zach is concerned, yes, no one said anything about that because the people in Michigan, they actually don't want to be the light shined on them because they've done the same thing to another black man. My son's mother actually has a daughter before my son, and they alienated this man who's been out of the picture completely from the little girl. They alienated that black man, so they don't want any of that on that light shined on them. And then, you know, who she's married to now, I don't even know if they're still married. Unfortunately, we don't talk. But, you know, I think that I would caution you, Mr. Swain, because you don't know what you're dealing with. And then on the other side of the line where things are concerned here in California with my daughter, we have a gag order. So I don't know how these stories continue to leak out, which is why I haven't spoke out about any of the actual details that have taken place in court here in California, because I can't speak out. Somehow, mysteriously, you know, every time that I speak on it, I'm told, well, it's public record. Anybody can go through the court. Well, I say this, sweetie, if they're not printing with Brad paying for child support, or if they're not printing with Ben Affleck is going through, why are they so concerned with Darius McCrary is paying? Somebody is saying something somewhere.
Yeah. Because they're not the intended target. You know, child support is going to hit a whole lot of targets. But just like Darius was saying, there are some intended targets for a purpose, you know, and it's for a plan.
Mm-hmm.
And what the other thing I was talking about is we know how they retaliate. I've been on the radio live at a courthouse, and the police come out there and gag my guests in the court. They knew we were out there live on the scene. They come out and issued gag orders to everybody that was dealing with the thing. I've had parents who wanted to come on in a few days. They watched the Child Support Hustle. They watched that page. They watched and listened to this show. That's why I tell some people, you know, be aware of that also, because they do retaliate, and they're very nasty in their retaliation. They want to keep people quiet. And just like Chef Michaels was saying, they don't want the word to get out. But what we really do need is for more town halls like the Child Support Hustle has been doing all over the country. We did one here in Huntsville. It got local attention. Local news media came out and covered it, and it was on the news. We need more people telling their stories. But they win when you're in silence. That's when they win. They threw all their dirt in silence. So what we need to do is keep bringing to light all these different situations.
Just like they would win when we kept slavery in silence, when they were cutting people's feet off and whipping people and forcing religion down our throats and doing all the stuff that we went through as black folks that we survived. We were able to survive through this stuff. It's the same thing that's happening. That's what's happening right now. We just don't realize it. So you're right. We do need to talk about it. We do need to voice
same
it.
Same thing.
And yes, it is. So we definitely need to continue. And I'm looking forward to what do they say? The chickens roosting. What do they say? The hens. What is it? What's that?
The hens going
the
home.
The
hens
coming
home
to
roost.
The hens.
Chicken coming home to roost.
Yeah. Because it's happening now. It's actually happening.
Yeah.
And that's why we're seeing so much. That's why we're seeing so much now. It's really deep. I want to commend Chef Shane, and I honestly wish that I could do more. Unfortunately, what people don't understand is, in this business of show Hollywood, it's not something anymore, especially now with social media, that you can take 3-4 years off from. You know, people ask me all the time, "What are you working on? What are you doing?" I'm working all the time, and not only am I working to make sure that I can take care of my business where my kids are concerned, where my family is concerned, but I'm also working to kick in doors for other African Americans. Because for every one Chadwick Boseman that you see, a Michael B. Jordan that you see, it's 10 Darius McCrarys that you have to go look for. The only reason, by the grace of God, that I'm a staple in this industry is because, you know, God smiled on me. years ago as a child, and I was blessed to be in the industry and understand the industry when I was doing movies like Mississippi Burning, Big Shots, well before Family Matters. And because of my family, my family structure, the show business family that the McCrarys are, my father, Howard, my aunt Linda, my aunt Charity, my uncle Alfred, the foundation, the family. And that's why it's so important to me to make sure that my children understand where they come from. And if you separate mm-hmm. them children from their fathers, from their mothers, they don't know that they had this great, illustrious history and who they are, their powers and abilities that they can't even tap into. You know,
yeah.
that they won't even be able to even that they won't even be able to enhance or
they lose
or
a motivator.
You know,
they lose
great
the motivator.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Did we get Chef Shane back?
I mean, Darius, you there?
I'm here.
Okay, yeah, I had people inbox me, even had one cousin come by my house talking about we love his voice. I said, I'm not going to ask this man to come on and hit any notes, but I just want to know that you are loved and you supported in my hometown.
Oh,
and they're listening. They're listening right now. They was like, they just love his movies. I really didn't know a whole lot about your singing part until like 4 or 5 days ago, then I started listening to stuff, man. I love it. But like I said, I had people here, and one, she has an entertainment company, and she was like, she loves his voice. I was like, oh, okay. Then I had one by the house.
Well,
my cousin came by the house.
You know what I'd love to do is we really should hold a benefit, and we'll talk about this after the show, for the children. And we should do something to save the children, and we can hold the concert because there's so many fathers. Casey from Casey and JoJo, and Genuine. There's so many fathers. You know, Shane has countless friends. So many fathers that are going through this. So we should really talk about that. I have a song.
I got
that's on my forthcoming album.
I got the perfect thing for the perfect thing for everybody involved. I got the venue. Me and my sister just started a soup kitchen. And we're about to do a grand opening, and we're going to be giving free food to the most needy 2 days a week. And we're going to start doing something for fathers and this whole child support stuff, educating people, you know, provide a venue where people can come out and get some strategy and commemoration. Now, we need to come together like the Child Support Hustle. Where else could you go other than the Child Support Hustle to, commemorate what other people are going through the same things you're going through? So let's definitely try to put together some type of fundraiser. I got a venue right here in the deep south.
Well, that's definitely one of the places. I know that there are certain areas are troubled states and troubled areas. But we really have to work together to cultivate our children, to cultivate their gifts, cultivate their talents. You know, I see Chef Shane, you know, with his son. And it's so awesome how, Shane, how, you know, you've been through all that you've been through. And now that you have your son back in your life consistently, I see how, you know, you keep him with you, man, so that he can learn and he can now benefit from all the great relationships that his father has been blessed to be able to cultivate and build, you know, and
yes,
that's so important.
Yeah, let me get in here. I don't
We're losing you. We can't hear you.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Oh, okay, Darius, I want you to tell people how they can follow you, contact you, support you. Then after that, I want to hear from Chef Shane to tell us the same thing, and then Kenya, wrap it up. We got like 2 minutes.
I'm just very simple. It's just Darius McCrary everywhere, at Darius McCrary, from Twitter, at Darius McCrary, on Instagram. And anything regarding child support hustle, please reach out to NK, to Kenya. She is my liaison, and I'm willing to do whatever we can in the real best interest of our children.
Thank you, Darius.
Absolutely.
Chef Shane, you there?
Chef.
Yes, I'm here.
Tell us how people can reach you and follow you and support you.
Well, you can reach me at Chef Shane Michaels at IG, Shane Smith on Facebook, and SCSM_show at Twitter. I want to thank y'all for the little opportunity and getting to share my little story.
And there
well, we gotta have you back on so you can tell us the full story. We're gonna have you back on and
yeah,
share the full story.
It's deep. I appreciate it. I would appreciate it. And we're trying to do the same things out.